This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Today in northwestern China, there's been a dangerous turn of events. In the city of Urumqi, hundreds of Han Chinese took to the streets, many of them armed. That comes 2 days after at least 150 people were killed in ethnic violence there. The Han said they were defending themselves, fearing attacks by members of the Uyghur minority. The Chinese government has now arrested over 1,400 people, imposed a dusk-to-dawn curfew, and President Hu Jintao is leaving the G8 summit in Italy early to return home. NPR's Anthony Kuhn is in Urumqi, and he sent this report.
Crowds of mostly young ethnic Han men are standing around an intersection near City Hall. They're carrying clubs, meat cleavers, shovels, and iron bars. Suddenly, a car plows into a produce truck. The armed men surge into the intersection as if fearing a Uyghur attack. Luckily, nobody was hurt, but the scene seemed poised to explode into primal ethnic violence. Nearby, an ethnic Han taxi driver named Bai Li is leaning against a wooden staff.
These reactionary forces are affecting our safety. For ourselves, for humankind, and for our own race, we've picked up weapons to defend ourselves. If we're threatened, I don't think any of us will retreat. We'll all charge to the front.
Across town, a half dozen ethnic Han men head down the street, toting iron bars and knives. One local resident, who only gave his family name Zhu, blames the Uyghurs for the violence, but he also makes demands on his own government.
Month-old Han babies and 60- and 70-year-olds were stomped and hurled to death. How can we suppress our emotions? We're not here to brawl with the Uyghurs. We just demand that the government severely punish the perpetrators.
Earlier in the day, aggrieved Uyghurs protested the arrest or death of their relatives. Men in skull caps and women in headscarves wailed in sorrow and anger. "Release our innocent people," yelled one man. "We want freedom." "The police came and arrested hundreds of our people," said another woman. "We don't want to fight." In some places, riot troops kept the Han and Uyghurs from clashing. Authorities in Xinjiang province are under intense public pressure to restore order and appear even-handed in their treatment of Han and Uyghurs. At a televised press conference, the region's Communist Party secretary Wang Lequan said the government could control the situation and did not need vigilantism.
"This kind of action is completely unnecessary. Our law enforcers have sufficient power to knock off the bad guys."
Wang implored Han Chinese to stay off the streets and refrain from further ethnic feuding. And he warned Xinjiang people not to be duped by Uyghur separatists trying to stir up racial hatred.
"We should aim our spearheads at the enemy forces inside and outside the country. We must not aim our fury at our ethnic brothers and sisters."
China's government has pinned the blame for the violence on overseas Uyghur exiles. But critics say this ignores serious problems of racial mistrust and legitimate social and economic grievances on all sides. Xinjiang stands at the crossroads of Central and East Asia, and the painful tears now apparent in the multi-ethnic fabric of its society.